That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum followed out Miss Hartford's orders to go to the county seat and try to get the man she thinks is Mr. X to return to Pine Ridge with him. Lum finally succeeded in talking the man, a Mr. Otis Bagley, into coming to Abner's for supper Monday night. In the meantime, Miss Hartford has gone to the county seat to get herself fixed up for the meeting. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, there are so many folks troubled with colds these days. What chance do you think you have of escaping a cold? Now, your doctor will tell you this is sound advice.
Do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.
And if you catch cold, the thing you want is relief from that ache all over feverish feeling. Just follow Alka-Seltzer's easy ABC cold comfort treatment. You see, A is for Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B is for be careful, get more rest than usual, avoid exposure, dress comfortably. And C is for comfort. Soothe the sore throat caused by your cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. Be prepared, friends, by having plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. When you want it, be sure you have it. Get the large family size package from your druggist. It contains over three times as many Alka-Seltzer tablets, yet costs only twice as much. And remember,
do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find that it's evening, and Lum and Abner are standing in the Peabody dining room talking.
He's lovely here. You come out here in the dining room, Furlong. I couldn't figure out what you was signaling at me for. Thought at first some mosquitoes was bothering you, but I know we never had none of them around this time of year.
Well, I just wanted to ask you what you thought of Otis Bagley now that you saw him and talked to him.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing, Ron. It was just a waste of time for you to bring him out here to Pine Ridge.
Yeah, I know it, but what else could I do?
No, he's such a feller.
Miss Hartford ordered me to go to the county seat and bring him back.
Yeah.
When she orders you to do something, I guarantee you better do it if you know what's good for you.
Well, Lord me, Lum, them two can't never fall in love and get married. I bound you he ain't over 4.5 foot tall.
Yeah, I know. I doubt if he's that tall.
Why, Miss Hartford will be a good head and a half taller than he is. Maybe more, even. I just can't for the life of me see what Miss Hartford ever wanted you to bring back a little short fella like that.
Well, that's the trouble. She didn't know that.
Well, she went into the county seat and seen him, didn't she? That's where she got the idea for you to bring him out here.
Yeah, but when she seen him, he was sitting at his desk at one of them high stools like bookkeepers all are set on.
Oh.
Fact is, it fooled me, too, when I first went up to him and introduced myself. And when he got down off his stool, it nearly scared me to death. I thought he disappeared or stepped in a hole once.
Yeah, I bet that would look sort of funny. Well, he's the first fella that I ever had to look down at to talk to, I'll tell you that. Makes me feel like I'm a dead green giant or something.
Yeah, I saw you strutting around there backwards and forwards in front of him. I don't think you ought to keep holding out one arm and making him stand under it.
Oh.
I don't believe he's much enjoying that.
No, he never looked like it, to be honest.
And cut out calling him Shorty.
Well, I'm just trying to be friendly, Mom, but I know his that name fits him if I ever seen anybody that fits.
His name's Otis Bagley, though.
Yeah, well, whatever his name is. When Miss Hartford walks in here and sees how short he is, that romance will be off right here and now, I'll tell you that.
Imagine him bossing her around.
Oh. She'll tromp him to death.
Yeah, I'm sure she's going to give him up when she gets a better look at him.
Yeah. I know that I don't like to hear that, neither. Well, it looks like we're going to be stuck with Miss Hartford for general manager for the rest of her 6 months contract this short world. I wish now I hadn't even had Elizabeth go to all the bother to fix up this supper tonight.
Well,
it's a waste of vittles is what it is.
Well, we've got one chance.
Huh?
We've got to build up his personality.
What personality? I don't believe he said over 10 words all the time he's been sitting there in a parlor. He sits there.
Sits there and blinks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the trouble.
Reckon that light's hurting his eyes?
I don't know. He ain't much of a talker, I know that.
No, he ain't.
Hard fella to get into a conversation with.
Oh, you start talking with him, he'll just stop and leave you hanging there. You can't get no place trying to talk to him.
Well, he's general about 3 or 4 questions behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he just needs to get warmed up.
Well, he's sitting right there next to the stove. I'll poke it up a little, if you think that'll help him get that far in a blaze.
No, I mean get him loosened up to where he feels more at ease. Feels like talking.
Well, I'd love to see him when he feels like talking. He sure don't feel that way now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, come on, we better go back in the parlor and work on him.
Oh, that's
better talking before she gets back. Yeah. We ain't got much time. Miss Hartford will be here in a minute.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Nobody, she ought to have been here long ago. Reckon where she's at, anyway.
Well, all I know is that she rode into the county seat on the mail hack the other day to buy some new clothes and get her hair all frizzed up and bent.
Oh, yeah. She was getting herself all frizzed up before she seen him.
And she's aiming to come back on the mail hack today, but the hack never got here.
No, I know. That's what Dick Huddleston told me. I called him.
It must have broke down somewhere, and she's had to find some other way to get back to Pine Ridge.
That's about what she's done. Been out there on the road high-kitching someplace.
She'll be here, though. Don't worry.
I hope so.
She wouldn't miss out on this for $1 million.
Well, she can have my part of it.
Well, come on. Let's go back and talk to Otis.
No, I can't leave him sitting there. I don't reckon. Might as well be alone. He don't talk. But
if you can think of any romantic subjects like, say, Niagara Falls, throw them into the conversation.
Niagara Falls, huh?
Yeah. Try to get him into a romantic mood.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Talk about weddings and stuff.
Yeah. I'll bring it up.
Well, how you coming, Otis?
What did you say?
I said, how are you coming? How are things?
Coming along, but... excuse me.
Go ahead, Laura. What were you going to say?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, go on. What was it?
I was going to say that I was coming along pretty good.
Oh.
Have you ever been denied... Oh, excuse me, Laura.
It's all right. Go ahead, Anna. What was you going to say?
Well, I just going to ask Otis if he's ever been to Niagara Falls. Well, have you? Who, me?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Niagara Falls? No.
Oh.
Well, I ain't never been there neither, as far as that goes.
Me neither.
Have you ever read that book, Otis, that Love Puts Golden Strands? I understand there's a lot of water there. I said I understand there's a lot of water there.
Where?
Niagara Falls.
Oh, there.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Otis.
Yeah, I'm proud to see you're so interested in Niagara Falls, Otis. Yeah, reckon you'll be wanting to make a trip there someday yourself.
to be honest, I don't read much.
Huh?
I understand it's good, but don't have much time, one thing or another.
What are you talking about, Otis?
That book you mentioned, The Golden Love Strands.
Oh.
It's Love Twix Golden Strands, Otis. I understand it's good.
Oh, yeah, it is good, yeah. You ought to read it, Otis.
Yeah, them's good kind of books for a fella like you to read. It's sort of romantical and all. Love, marriage, all that stuff.
I had an Uncle Roy. He went there.
Where?
Niagara Falls.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Did he go there on his honeymoon?
What did you say?
I was asking why your Uncle Roy went to Niagara Falls.
Yes, he thought it was nice. And there's a lot of water there.
He did, huh?
I understand that's right, too.
Yeah, there's no doubts about it.
Well, how about it? Did he go there on his honeymoon?
Who?
Uncle Roy.
Uncle Roy is a bachelor.
Oh.
Oh.
Mary, was a wonderful...
Oh, excuse me.
No, go ahead, Otis. What was you going
to
say?
Yeah, go ahead, Otis. I didn't have nothing important to say.
Well, I was going to ask...
All I was going to do is just remark it. Sure nice weather we're having.
Otis is talking, Abner.
Excuse me, Otis. Go right ahead.
Just going to ask if you had the right time.
Oh, well, let's see here.
Clock up there says it's 10 minutes after 8.
And is it that late?
Must be.
Reckon what's keeping Miss Hartford? That's the young lady that's anxious to meet you, Otis.
Yeah. Prettiest girl you ever seen, I think.
Do you like pretty girls, Otis?
That's about what I thought.
Uncle Roy got a leather pillow with a hand-painted picture outfit on there.
Picture of what?
Niagara Falls.
Oh.
Well, Otis, if you had your druthers twixt a church wedding and a justice-of-the-peace wedding, which...
Oh, don't get. There she is. There's Miss Hartford. That's her, Otis. Otis, now sit up and look as tall as you can.
What did you say?
Well, hurry up. Open the door.
Yeah, I'm doing it. All right, don't get... Come on in here, Miss Hartford. Telegram.
Huh?
Telegram for Ederson Peabody right smack hot off in the water.
For the land sakes, Grandpap. Where's Miss Hartford?
I don't know. I'm delivering telegrams. Here you are, Lum.
Well, didn't you see Miss Hartford nowhere when you was heading up this way?
No, I never. Hurry up, Lum. Get it open. What does it say?
Never had a chance to read it myself. But don't rush me. It might be something confidential.
Hey, who's it from, Lum? Who's it from? Who is it? Who?
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Listen to this. Hate to spoil your plans for supper, but I have eloped with the mail hack driver.
Huh?
We'll send you a postcard from...
From where?
Niagara Falls.
I understand there's a lot of water there.
Well, I guess Otis is right. There's a lot of water there. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, you know, Americans' love for fast action is well known. And so is Alka-Seltzer's fast action relief. It's that fast action relief that you'll be glad to have when an occasional headache comes along to make you uncomfortable. You see, Alka-Seltzer's fast action analgesic pain reliever goes right to work to help you feel better. It's fast because it's in solution when you drink it. Yes, sir, you'll find that Alka-Seltzer is just what you want. And after you've once tried it, you'll never be without it. So for that occasional headache, get a package of comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer tablets. You'll find that when it comes to fast-action relief, Alka-Seltzer can help give you the relief you want. Now, your druggist has Alka-Seltzer by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. So don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4... that's the time to buy some more.